comes out there. That's what everybody comes out there, come back and tells me. Now, that's what I'm asking. And he's about ready to be moved, you see, and we're going to lose him.
But the situation is different now than when Taylor was there. It's worth considering. He's an awfully good man, awfully good man.
Do you think of anybody else?
No, sir. If I do, I'll pass it on.
Congratulations on your rent supplement.
Oh, well, we were lucky.
Now, Mike, you know we're going to destroy ourselves with this inter-party politicking, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Bobby has got Ribicoff off now, and he's launching a hearing next week, and he wanted Weaver to come testify, and I had Ribicoff down, and Ribicoff's kind of sour on things since he's in the cabinet, and I had him down to talk to him and listen to his ideas. He's got this Joe Alsop, Bobby Kennedy, Roland Evans idea of a $100 billion program. Martin Luther King's announced it in Chicago for the cities. $10 billion, 10 years. We recommended $2 billion to get it started over the next 5-6 years, and Muskie just wouldn't take it, and he finally said he'd take $900 million for 3 years. And so we went along with Muskie. I told him to get along and do what he said. I made my boys go up, and Califano listened to him and said that he would recommend that we accept Muskie's suggestion and cut it. So we got in, and we had to run it through the HUD crowd, but we made it stand up. Now then, they've canceled out Weaver and them, and they're going to start off with Bobby and Joe Clark and William Fitzryan. And they're not going to let the administration testify until they've made all the headlines in 3 or 4 days, which is rather rough on the party in power and on the administration. And normally they have to come present the bill, make the case. Ribicoff and Bobby is directing it, just kind of like he did the labor thing. It's the labor bill. And of course, he didn't get by with that. You and Dirksen stopped that. But that's what's happening now. We're going to have all kinds of rioting, and this is going to encourage them. And we've got a tinderbox here in the district. I think that you and Dirksen ought to think about whether you think the Senate will take 10 years at $10 billion a year. And I think that you and Dirksen ought to sit down and talk to McClellan and the ranking member of government operations. And this committee has no jurisdiction in the world to report a damn thing. All it's going to do is stir it up. It's oversight committee.
Yeah.
And I think that if you've got to stir up something, you ought to do it in January, because you're just going to beat hell out of people like Metcalf and these boys in Omaha, Nebraska, that are in Congress, and five from Iowa with all this damn fool $100 billion Negro stuff.
Yeah.
They just cannot survive in those little rural states. And Bobby's elected, but he ran 1.5 million behind me in New York. And you see what happened in Arkansas yesterday. And I don't think we can stand this publicity. I think if Daley's called me 6 times and he said, if you don't stop Bobby and them here, it's just going to ruin me. He's got all the Poles mad, got all the Germans mad, got all the Italians mad. Meyer from Milwaukee's in this morning, said he's sitting on a tinderbox. He's got 100,000 Negroes, and the Poles and the Germans and everything are fighting each other. And we are stirring it up there. And Teddy went down to Jackson, Mississippi, and said, if you can spend $2 billion on the soldiers in Vietnam, you ought to spend $2 billion on the Negroes. And the sheerest demagoguery saying that if you can spend $24 billion a year on 16 million Vietnamese, 14 million, you can spend that much on 20 million good Negro Americans. Well, you could turn it by saying if you can spend that much to support 300,000 men in your army out there, and you could have the army and the Negroes fighting here, which one are you going to support? But we don't want to do that. But I think before it gets started next week with its hearings, they notified us this morning that they were going to start off and that we wouldn't be allowed to testify at Weaver and Nick Katzenbach. Now, Nick's the soundest man we've got. He's far the Negro, but he's got sense, and he doesn't go too far. And he ought to be the lawyer. I've designated him as a lawyer for the administration on these hearings. I wish they didn't have them. I don't know what. They can't get us one vote. All they can do is hurt us. But what can you do about it?
I'll talk to Dirksen.
Talk to Dirksen, and you all talk.
You can't get that.
Sir?
This is outrageous what they want.
Well, you talk to Dirksen, and you all talk to McClellan and Mott, whoever it is, and then see if you can't call in Rivikoff. Say, what are these hearings we're hearing about? Don't quote me, but just inquire, and then say, can't we wait on those until after the election?
We'll do our best. He's a tough customer, though.
If you think of any other names, don't repeat this to a human, but this is what I'm working on, and I don't know everybody in these fields, and I've thought of everybody that I know. I've talked to Fulbright. He hasn't made any suggestions. I'm afraid I'll select somebody, and there'll be something wrong with him.
No.
Well, but...
the best you can.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.